Today we have a special treat for our listeners. Get out your finger cymbals and your fringe belt, because we're going to learn to belly dance. Legend has it that belly dance first appeared on these shores at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, when a dancer named Little Egypt shocked audiences with her gyrations. Now this ancient art form is enjoying new popularity. Schools and troupes have sprung up across the country, teaching the shimmy to a new generation of dancers. Artemis Murat has been dancing and teaching for 25 years. She joins us now in NPR's Studio 4A. And in fact, before we talk, Artemis, I just want to alert the audience that we are going to be having lessons here in the studio. You're going to be teaching us how to dance and give some demonstrations. And we've got two live drummers as well. But first, let's find out a little bit about you. Now, how did you come to belly dancing?
Well, I'm from a Greek and Turkish family. And so dance has been part of our lives forever in our culture. The little kids dance and the little old ladies dance. And then I took my very first lesson in Washington, D.C., and it was actually 30 years ago. And I went to see the performer do a show that night on K Street and 14th. And I was smitten, and I said, I'm going to do that dance, and I'm going to do it on that stage. And several years later, I was working in that club.
So what were you smitten by?
Well, it was so beautiful and elegant, and at the same time that it was very passionate and aggressive and feminine. And it seemed to embody all the aspects of womanhood.
Well, see, we have a stereotype in the West, if we haven't grown up with this tradition, where we think belly dancing, oh, that's some sexy kind of seductive dance. That has to be an element of it, yes, but maybe that's not all of it.
That is the stereotype, and that's one of the roots of the tree, if you trace the history of the dance, is that there was the harem system. And they had dancing schools in the harems. And so the women would use all of their arts to seduce the sultan. And then there are the folkloric dances from all throughout North Africa and into the Middle East. And each country has its own group of folkloric dances. And they all have their own costuming and their own music and their own steps.
Now, what kind of people are attracted to belly dancing? You teach classes of presumably women and men. Who comes to these classes?
This is so interesting, because some people come because they want to lose weight. Some people come because they want to seduce their husband. Some people come because they want to get away from their husband, and this is their one night to go out with the girls and have a good time. Some people come because it's glamorous, and they believe a lot of the mythology around the dance. And some people want to be professional dancers.
Artemis is about 5 feet tall with long, light brown hair. She's wearing a wine-colored velour bodysuit with a jingly coin scarf around her hips. Her feet are bare. A few intrepid NPR producers, women all, have joined us. So, Artemis, we're at your disposal. We want you to teach us how to belly dance and be fabulous, but please introduce your drummers first.
These are my dear friends, Brad Sidwell and Cliff Giles, and they're here to drum for us. Middle Eastern dance is based on several principles. One of the most important principles is isolation. And what we do is we isolate one part of the body, keeping the rest of the body calm and still. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is isolate your rib cage. So you're going to slide your rib cage from side to side, side to side.
There are many separate belly dancing moves: hip circles, hip lifts, hip drops, shoulder rolls, and the ever-popular shimmy, where you gently shake your body, the center of gravity, let's say, by punching each knee slightly forward.
Twist, 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 shimmy. Boom! Woo! Pop! Ah, love this! Pop!
Artemis calls what we're learning today generic belly dance 101, but there are specific styles, from Egyptian to Turkish. Artemis is well known for the Turkish style, which has a heavy Romani or Gypsy influence, very earthy and aggressive, as opposed to the more delicate Egyptian style. An essential move for all styles, and one of the most difficult for Americans to master, is the belly roll.
First position is that you take the upper abs and you push it out. Push them out.
This goes against everything we do. And, you know, we're always trying to pull our stomachs in, and now she's telling us, push it out.
Yes. The upper stomach.
It's a little disconcerting at first because your flesh is quivering. And this is difficult for American women to get used to the idea that quivering flesh is attractive. But trust me, in the Middle East, they love it. They love it. And it's rather liberating.
This rhythm, called beledi, is a basic Turkish dance rhythm. And though our bellies aren't exposed, the movement this music inspires is, as Artemis has said, liberating. Maybe someday we can graduate to full-blown, midriff-bearing, navel-blazing splendor.
Well, Artemis Murat, thank you so much for giving us this lesson. It was delightful.
Thank you. I really enjoyed myself, and you did well.
Well, thanks. I like the shimmy, what can I say? And thanks to your drummers, Brad and Cliff. Thanks a lot.
Studio 4A here at NPR doesn't usually get this kind of action. One of the participants, Dee Dee Skanky, is a foreign desk editor. She spends her days going over scripts with NPR reporters based all over the world. But she knows a thing or two about belly dancing. She used to live in Egypt.
No idea there were so many different moves.
Oh.
Specific, isolated.
We haven't even scratched the surface. This is the tip of the iceberg.
To see the NPR belly dancing crew in action, check out the video on our website, npr.org.
And change.